You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. That brings the time to 10 minutes past four, and it is time for my bi-weekly highlight, or whatever you want to call it. We've got him in the studio. His name is Jeffrey Ernest Kahn, and he comes in here every 2 weeks and blabbers on a thing called Life, Love, and Chicken Curry. And here he is again. So lovely to see you, Jeff.
Exciting. I can see how excited you actually are.
I just can't tell you how
unbelievable. I can see every 2 weeks you are.
This is the absolute
highlight.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know how bad my life is when this is the highlight. It's terrible.
Well, I don't know so much. I think it could be a really good thing.
Anyway, here you are, and we may as well let you speak. But today we always joke around at the beginning, but today's quite a serious subject, and maybe there is a kiddies cautionary here that we should throw out.
I think a 4 to 16 cautionary.
I think that it's not that we're going to go down into the gutter, but no. I mean, it's just that
let's make it optional for parents. I think you do. We are going to be talking about infidelity, and it's quite. Yeah, it's quite a subject. And so we're looking at adultery and infidelity and all those kind of things. So maybe 4 to 16 would be apt, but it's up to the parents.
Yeah, up to parents. So, listen out to where it's going. And if you think it's not appropriate for your child, then either switch off and listen to the podcast later or just guide them gently out of the room and, you know.
Yeah. Or put earplugs in or something.
Yeah, give them their cell phone and headphones.
They're probably in the room listening to the computer anyway. Anyway.
All right.
Let's go with this. So I thought today would be a really good subject because it messes up a lot of relationships. It messes up people's lives. It messes up
extended family lives.
Everything. Yeah. This can cause major chaos and hurt and all of that kind of stuff. So, you're looking at infidelity and you're looking at adultery, and they're two different things, actually, although they sound the same.
Yes.
So adultery is engaging in a physical sexual activity and may be considered a criminal offense and grounds for divorce in certain places, in certain areas of the world.
Criminal offense?
If you do this kind of stuff in Arab countries stuff, they take huge umbrage to this.
Yeah.
We're not there, so it's okay. And infidelity refers to a breach of trust within a romantic or marital relationship where one partner engages in romantic or sexual relations with someone outside the relationship without their partner's consent. So we're not talking about open relationships now. We're talking about, when people
commit to one another, cheating, basically.
Essentially that. Okay, so it can take various forms. I mean, the forms are – and all of these forms, I'm going to go through the forms now. I'm also going to give you – an idea of how to avoid this stuff, okay? Because there's a big message here that I want to bring across, and I'll tell you what that message is now, and that's why I thought this was important today. So why do people cheat? I mean, that's really important. I mean, why? This can lead to emotional dissatisfaction and lack of intimacy or even opportunity and impulse. I mean, that people do that, and we're human beings, okay? This is a human condition. We need to look at how to deal with it. And I honestly believe a lot of people don't know how to deal with this stuff. It does cause divorce. It does cause breakups. And I really don't think it can build trust again or rebuild the trust once something like this has happened. And it's the thinking of what infidelity is that somebody cheats with somebody else in a hotel room somewhere that's what it is. But there's more to it than that, and I'm gonna break that open today and have a look at the anatomy of that, and how does it affect the relationship as well? Because there's emotional effect and there's psychological effect of infidelity on both partners and the long term effects of the relationship as well. So let's look at that. So what are the levels of infidelity? And they're different levels. Now this could be quite interesting to some people because some people think that infidelity is the one thing. It's not actually. You can be various levels of infidelity. So there's emotional infidelity, which for, you know, you involved in a deep emotional connection with somebody outside your relationship. So you are maybe meeting somebody and nothing's happening except you are explaining how you feel and you're emotional and you talk to them and they talk to you. And it's kind of a very deep emotional connection between you. And that can be construed as infidelity, because you're sharing intimate details about yourself with somebody other than your partner. Okay, so that's it as well. Now, I just want to put a caveat on here, because the whole reason that we're talking about this today, Richard, is that you have a partner, and that partner's thought of what infidelity is might be completely different to you. And that's what we've got to get to, okay? We know the basic one, that we understand completely. Mm. That's not under discussion. But you might think that doing other things is not in, you're not big cheating, but your partner thinks you're cheating. So let's go through that. So the emotional one, and then you've got physical infidelity, which of course is what everybody thinks it is. It could be kissing, or it could be some physical intimacy with somebody outside your relationship. There's also digital and cyber infidelity. Mm. So now sexting and all those kind of things, or sending messages, or even talking to somebody, or talking to an ex-girlfriend without your partner knowing it, or ex-boyfriend without your partner knowing about it. That can happen, or suggest a photograph. We spoke about the stuff 2 weeks ago, what happens with that kind of stuff. But this is between two consenting adults, but it's outside your relationship. So it is, you know, digital, cyber, there's a lot of that stuff going around. Guys are sending each other photographs and all that kind of, and that can also lead to hurt and betrayal to a partner. So much so it can break up a relationship as well, because it breaks the trust. Then you've got something called micro cheating as well. And it might seem minor to some people. It's not outright cheating, as you would say, but it still violates the boundaries of the relationship. So regular flirting with someone else, frequently liking or commenting on somebody's posts on Facebook or on social media could be construed by your partner as cheating and might not like it. Now, some partners, that doesn't matter what they, if they like other people's, or they send a heart or whatever it is. But some do and say, no, that's pretty not cool. Okay. Mm. So I don't like that. Those are my boundaries as well. So those behaviors can create insecurity with partners as well. Then there's financial infidelity as well, where you keep or hide, money matters from your partner. So you might be in debt, or you might be using money, you're spending money, you know, without telling your partner and that kind of stuff. That is also cheating on the partner to a certain extent, and it can erode the trust. So anything that can erode the trust in your relationship, this could be things. So financial transparency is sometimes important. Some partners, they don't need to know. You've got your account, I've got my account, that's fine. Mm. But some, I want to know. I want to know if we're okay. I want to know if we're not okay. Okay, so that's well. Then we've got something very interesting called fantasy infidelity. Now, this involves fantasizing about being with someone else, okay, while maintaining a primary relationship. So you're with your relationship, but you're fantasizing about an ex-girlfriend or an ex-boyfriend or somebody that you've seen or you work with or something like that. That is also infidelity as well. So daydreaming or imagining being intimate with someone else can also can hurt people if they find out, or you say something and it's beyond their boundaries as well. Then you've got situational infidelity, which you go on a business trip, or you're away from home, or that kind of stuff, or you've got a rough patch in your relationship and you do something naughty one night or whatever it is. That's also infidelity. And then, of course, you've got the long-term affair, where some people have a relationship for years and years and years with somebody and your partner doesn't know about it as well. So these things are scary, hurtful, they destroy relationships, and we're here to help people. When we do these podcasts, we're here to help. And my message is that it's not just the physical act. And that we know that'll hurt and that'll destroy.
Mm.
But do you know what your partner sees as being just over the boundary or across the boundary?
Mm. No, as you were going through this list of things, the physical is almost the least of it.
Exactly.
As serious as it may be, it is almost the least of it.
Yeah.
When you look at this list of things, you got to look at what impacts on you from your partner's side and what impacts on your partner from what you do. And somewhere along the line, there's got to be a common ground as to where the boundaries are. Okay, your finances have been cool on that, but if you do get fired, let me know, you know. I want to know.
It's within a week or two.
Yeah, because you often see that. You often see a situation where a very successful business person is getting themselves, their business gets into trouble, they start. I'm sure, what's the Steinhoff thing? Would have been something like that, where the accident starts to happen and it starts to compound, and the husband is not telling the wife exactly what's going on, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and she's sitting there thinking, yeah, I thought everything was okay.
Absolutely. And they're still spending, and they're still, and the guy's crying, and he can't handle it.
Yeah. So those kind of things do happen. They're going to happen, obviously, with finance. They're going to happen with, when you go away on a business trip and those kind of things.
It's all about trust and building trust, I would imagine. You know, I some people can trust somebody straight away, but you build trust with a partner, and I've learned that over the last 2-3 years. You build trust, you need to be open, and you need to be you need to talk to that partner. Say, okay, what are your boundaries? What do you see as cheating? Okay, so I don't like it when you put hearts on your Facebook. Okay, but I put hearts because it's not because I love somebody or I want to flirt with them. I just love what they've posted. No, but that doesn't work for me.
Mm.
If I see a heart there and it's I don't like that. You need to have the conversation with your partner and say, okay, so what are your boundaries? What do you see as cheating? What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you mind? For instance, some people might not be jealous in any way whatsoever. You can hug whoever you want to hug. You can, it's fine because I trust you and I don't see anything in it. Whereas the other partner might say, no, I don't like you seeing you hug somebody or that kind of stuff. So we need to look at that. So how do we avoid all these levels of infidelity? I think we need to look at that and say, okay, let me look at my relationship and let's have a look how I can not upset my partner. Even though I don't feel it's a problem, she might feel or he might feel it's a problem. And so we need to talk to each other. So prioritize open communication. Once again,
surprise, surprise.
There we go. Once again, there it is. Okay. Yeah. So you've got to share your thoughts and your feelings, express your needs and desires as well. And concerns, if that concerns you, say it. Don't bottle it. Don't keep it and say, oh, I'm being ridiculous. He'll probably think I'm being stupid or she'll think I'm being silly. No, talk about it and say, listen, this is how we go. We're all adults here. Well, we try and be. Okay. So we need to have a look at that. Okay. So also set clear boundaries. So the more boundaries you set, the clearer your boundaries that are set, the easier it's going to be to stay away from that infidelity and not make a mistake. That you don't even know you're making a mistake. You might just go over a boundary and you've made a mistake and your partner is devastated and you didn't even think it was a problem. And that's the issue. We need to know what's a problem with you and you need to know what's a problem with me and what I don't mind and what I do mind. You've got to nurture emotional intimacy as well. Make time for each other. Share hobbies. Be together a little bit. Share a business or whatever. Or just simply check in daily. How are you doing, love? Everything okay? How's it going? What's happening? What are you doing? Whatever it is. Okay. Be vulnerable. That's also quite important. Both partners should feel understood and supported. And if you're not feeling great, then say it. If you're not feeling wonderful or you are, just keep that connection going because that's important. And maintain physical intimacy also very important. You need to maintain that physical intimacy. It might not be sexual intimacy. It might be just holding hands, or it might be giving a hug, or whatever it is. Just keep that physical stuff going as well. And if there are any personal issues, sort them out. Sometimes, like low esteem or stress, can come into a relationship as well, and it can also contribute to straying as well. So somebody's stressful, or and they're getting nonsense. And if you need to, always, I say it, see a professional. You know, try and work it out between the two of you. All right, and then focus on building trust. Focus on building trust. Be transparent and follow through on promises. If you do promise something, follow through on them. And being transparent can prevent a lot of misunderstanding. And sometimes misunderstandings are the things that come in and cause the chaos. You know, yeah. You didn't mean it. You misunderstood, and it was a nightmare. Avoid tempting situations. So I've always said to people when I've counseled at work, let's say an example at work, and there's somebody at work that you get on with and you do well, and then all of a sudden, well, let's go for lunch. And that's fine. Go for coffee during the day or whatever. And then it's, well, let's go after work. And then, well, now we're after work, we can have a glass of wine or something like that, surely. And then it's a dinner. And then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. Stay away from that nonsense. Don't get involved from the beginning. I don't like the word get go. I don't like saying that. But from the beginning, block it immediately. We see a problem, block it, because it's just going to escalate. You just got to know. You got to be adult. You got to look after your relationship and stay away from those kind of tempting situations as well. Private conversations, little private talks. Stay away from that. If you know it's going to cause chaos, stay away from that. Remember the impact of what infidelity. You might think it's it won't do any harm, but man, it can cause harm. We spoke about it earlier. It can cause absolute harm in families, kids, extended family, business, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, just be good. Keep the relationship balanced is another one. You know, share responsibility. So if you're having responsibilities together, then it will prevent resentment. You know, I'm doing everything, she's doing nothing, or she's doing everything, and she feels, oh, well, I'm being used here, and causes resentment as well. And then all kinds of stuff, or people feel like they're being taken for granted. So support each other's growth. So we've spoken about this before. Somebody wants to pursue something, support their growth, get involved in their growth, look after yours, but your partnership should be that, and you should have common ground that you're working on a project together. I think that should be very important as well. So that's really what I wanted to say today. I just want people to be careful. I want you to have that conversation with your partner and say, please give me your boundaries. What are you prepared to live with? What are you prepared not to live with? What crosses the boundary for you? And go into specifics and have that conversation, because it can save your relationship, because you can walk into a dark room not knowing what you did wrong, and your partner is devastated and has gone to a lawyer, gone to opening up the divorce proceedings, and you didn't have a clue what you did wrong. Yeah, because there's no communication.
Yeah, there's a point Judy made here. Anyone who objects to a partner liking a Facebook post is very insecure, in her opinion.
Yes, absolutely. But I think maybe you've got to look at what happened to that person in a previous relation. What happened to that person?
Whose post they're liking.
Exactly. Because, I mean, if you're looking at Facebook and you look at Messenger, if there's an attractive woman, she's getting hit on every single day. Mm. Is she replying to that? Is she not replying to that? Is it a problem? Is it not a problem to you? Liking someone, you might have come out of a relationship that somebody was really on Facebook all the time and liking everybody, and all of a sudden they met somebody through that, and started off with a like, and then hearts are an issue. Liking something, speak to your partner about it. As long as you have the boundary.
Yeah, I think that the liking thing is not. I think the heart issue might be the one.
That's
here.
Where it starts. That could be the one.
Yeah, although again, I'm inclined to agree, but that is just me.
Correct.
That is just me. I don't really care who likes what and how they like it on Facebook. But that's just me. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I would assume that it wouldn't be a problem, but I don't know if an ex-girlfriend all of a sudden popped up in my life and started posting on Facebook or WhatsApp, and I was sending out big hearts and long kisses and all that kind of strings of kisses and things like that. Well, I think that may be a problem, but I don't know because it's not really something I would do. But yeah,
everybody.
I love the hearts though. I send everybody hearts.
Well, I send you hearts.
Yeah. Which is rather scary, but still.
But I think everybody's different. Mm. That's the point we're making here as well.
Yes.
Everybody has a boundary. It might be a kilometer down the road. It might be 4 kilometers down the road. But we've all got a boundary. And the important thing here today, takeaway from today, is to go and talk to your partner and see what their boundary is so you don't step on a landmine.
But, Jeff, is it a conversation that you have to sit down and consciously have, or is this not something that evolves? I mean, is this not something that is observational? So you're in a relationship, and it's a long-standing relationship, and all of a sudden you are connecting with somebody who pops up on Facebook or is a WhatsApp contact or whatever the case may be. Do you really need to have that conversation way before that happens, or do you have that conversation when you at that point?
I think it depends on the relationship.
Or when you discover it. I mean,
I think it depends on the relationship. If you're first meeting somebody for the first time, you need to find out what has hurt them in their past, what are they carrying with them. I think that conversation is very important. You do pick up things along the way, and in normal conversation, what do you think? No, well, I think, people that send hearts are, I think that's looking at flirting, and I find that a bit hectic. Oh, okay, and then you don't really have to sit down and have a serious conversation about sending hearts on Facebook. Mm. You'll pick it up along the way, but ask the question, because you don't want a misunderstanding that can cause chaos for no reason whatsoever. You hugging somebody and giving them a kiss, how's it, or whatever, it might be absolutely normal for you to do, and your partner doesn't like it but doesn't say anything, and all of a sudden it escalates, and inside their head it starts escalating into more, and all of a sudden you're working late and you come home late, and okay, that's the second one. And the third one could be something else, or you go through a rough patch in the relationship and you're not talking to each other. And then these things start triggering. So what happens in that case, you lose communication, you don't talk to each other. Look, it's normal to have a normal relationship with somebody and just see along the way what upsets them and what doesn't. And they will talk about a third person as well. They will talk about a third person saying, he did that, and if it was my guy, I wouldn't like that. Mm. And then you pick that up and you put it in the storage, and then you make your decisions from there.
Yeah. Okay. We've covered a lot here, and all of these are relevant. The one that seems maybe I've missed something is a thing that I would term possibly psychological infidelity.
Mm.
I think that attention is paid to that. And why by psychological, and I want you to comment on the psychological infidelity. I'm talking about a partner in a relationship who is carrying a mental burden, okay? And it might just be a depression. It might just be that they are feeling that their lives are in a place where they should have been better than they are now, or whatever the case may be, and they're carrying this thing in their mind. They're not actually talking about it to anybody, and all of that they're keeping from their partner. And, I'm just going to the worst case scenario, and all of a sudden you come home and you find the oak on the floor and he's blown his brains out or overdosed on something, and you say, but I didn't even know he had a problem.
Yeah.
Is that more a disservice to the person themselves than it is to the partner?
It's to both,
because
you're both losing, you both go through loss. So I think that is kind of a mental issue, and it goes down the road of being hurt in a previous relationship or being hurt or carrying something that is a huge burden that you don't feel you can talk about to your partner at all, and you carry this thing and you don't have therapy. you don't have any kind of help or healing done, and you're just carrying this thing with you. Look, people that come from divorces and come from abuse carry stuff like this as well. And you're quite right. A lot of people don't talk about it, and they'll keep it. They don't want to upset the partner or even go to have that conversation because they're already hurt and they haven't been able to bring it out to have the conversation. And it does, and that's not a normal situation, but it is normal for human beings to go through it, especially later in life as you're carrying things. But that's why therapy is so important. That's why being able to speak about stuff that really hurt you is important. And also people that have just come out of trauma, just come out of divorce, just come out of whatever it is, they're carrying stuff immediately. I remember coming out of a very, very bad marriage. I mean, it was very abusive towards me at the time. And even in the next year or two, if anybody raised their voice at me, it would trigger me like you can't believe, because I'd be shouted at all the time. So, yeah, you know, these things are personal. And we need to fix them before we get involved in another relationship. But that's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. We go in and then these things come out. And I think it is important to understand where we're at. Look internally and say, am I okay? Or am I being kind of unfair to the partner by bringing my other stuff into this relationship? And if you can be intimate with your partner and you can have that conversation, I think it can be really, really healing.
But by not having it, you're not cheating.
By not having it, you might, you know, I don't know if it's cheating. I think it's something that you have to work out yourself, and it's quite human to want to keep stuff away from a good relationship that's fine and everything's cool. Some people just keep their emotional stuff and because they don't want to hurt other people. So it's not really cheating because you're trying to keep hurt away from other people. And that's nice, but it's hurting you and it eventually might come out in the wrong way and cause chaos. So it's all about reflection, you know, internal reflection and having a look at yourself and trying to work out your stuff. You know, some people have got stuff and they need to work it out. That's why it's so important to go and have therapy and go and talk about it. And if you can't talk about it to a therapist, talk about it to your partner, you know, and vice versa.
Yeah, again, I'm listening to this, but maybe it's something you don't want to discuss with your partner.
Well, that's your
own
decision.
But you can discuss it with somebody else at work. Now we're into it. You see what I'm saying?
But now you're getting... Yeah. Depends what that is.
Yeah.
It depends what that is.
Yeah.
Normally what we talk about sometimes is, and it shouldn't be like this, it shouldn't be, you're having hassles at home. And that's where it starts. You'll go and talk to somebody else about how do they feel about it, or what should I do, or that kind of stuff. That's pretty human as well, because you can't really, you know, confront your partner because it's something between the two of you, and you go and ask for help somewhere else. And that's pretty normal, but be careful of that stuff.
Yeah, look, I think that on a personal level, if Judy was in a situation where she had something that was really an issue in her life, and she went to discuss it with somebody else, I would feel cheated.
Okay,
and I'm sure that she would be the same. So if I was like. Again, it depends on the depth of the topic. I mean, if we're talking about, you know,
of course,
something superficial, that's a different set of circumstances. Yeah, but of course, if it's something with deep meaning, let's say that as a child I was abused, okay?
Right.
And I chose not to speak to her about that, but rather spoke to somebody else about that, okay, without giving her the opportunity.
That's cheating.
Yes.
That's cheating.
Yes, that's where I'm going with it.
That is your partner is supposed to be the closest person to you, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, as you said, there's a subject you don't want to talk about, and it's you'll go and talk about it to somebody. But just be careful what you do. Rather give them the opportunity and try and build the trust so that you can speak about anything to your partner. I mean, that's the goal, that you have your best mate, you have your soulmate, and you can talk to them about absolutely anything, and you know it's not gonna turn into something. That's the problem. And social styles comes into this. If you're an amiable person and you know you'll keep stuff because you don't want to hurt other people's feelings, If you're a driver type person, you'll go straight out and say exactly how you feel. Mm. Analytical will keep it, and the expressive will just blow it out or not say anything or just shrug it off.
Mm.
So, you know, this human condition, these relationship things are so difficult, and everybody has their own way of doing things. I just, in this talk here, just wanted to make sure that people do have the conversation.
And no two couples are the same.
Exactly. And no people are the same.
Yeah.
And no two experiences are the same.
Yeah.
So each one of us must have a look at our relationship, have a look at our partners. We know what we can say to them, but I think it's important. I had a friend of mine who was going through stuff with his girlfriend, and he said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to write down my boundaries on a piece of paper. These are the things I can live with, and these are the things I can't live with. And put it in an envelope, and I'm going to give it to you. And you do exactly the same. You write down what you can live with and what you can't live with. And then you give it to me. If I agree and I sign that off of yours, and you agree and we sign that off, we're good. If we don't agree, we talk about it. And if we still don't get it to a point, we split. That's it. That's what he did, and it worked for him.
Mm.
6 months later, they were divorced. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least had the conversation, and it was open, it was upfront, and it was honest. And I think that's what a good relationship's all about.
Very interesting stuff, and there is no one-size-fits-all here, that is for sure.
No.
And the bottom line, the two things that are important here, one is communication, and two, if you... that's what I'm getting. Two, if you feel you're not coping with all of this, then go and seek professional advice on this.
Or talk to your partner about it and quietly. And if somebody does talk to you about it, you are the partner receiving this information. Just don't react like, you know, badly. Just take it in and, you know, look after yourself.
All right. Well, there we go. That's it.
That's it.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. And good luck to everybody out there, because this life is not easy sometimes, isn't it?
All right. Well, I don't run the risk of that with you, because best of times I don't like talking to you anyway. So,
same.
Yeah. So now we're done. You can go.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, everybody, and have a good week.
Thanks
so much,
Jeff. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time on Best of Life, Love, and Fruit Salad. And, of course, he's back again on Monday on the Lunch Zone.